Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathiran amma ba'd. Yesterday we discussed in regards to the qualities of a Muslim businessman, that when it comes to doing business, it's very, very important that a person has the qualities of being upright, honest, and truthful in his speech. In the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, "Man ghashana falaysa minna." That person who deceives us is not from amongst us. The person who deceives us is not from amongst us. This hadith is very, very important when it comes to doing business, that a person is honest. And there are plenty and many ahadith which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam promises the businessman who is honest, upright, has taqwa. And when it comes to taqwa in a person's life, then ulama explain what is the meaning of taqwa. Taqwa, we hear commonly this word in Surah Baqarah also, لِفَا مِمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهُ هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the kitab, the Quran Sharif, there is no doubt in it. It is hidayat and guidance for those that have taqwa. So how for the Quran to become a guide for me, I have to have taqwa in my life. And as we mentioned yesterday, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi was a student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, was asked that why don't you write a kitab on taqwa? He says, I've written a kitab on the rules, regulations of business. A person who make amal upon it, then Allah will grant him taqwa. So how to have this taqwa in my workplace, in my business, in my profession? How to get this taqwa? The Quran becomes the guide. Quran will guide me every step of my life. So what is taqwa? Usually you hear the word taqwa, then a person feels that I cannot get taqwa. Taqwa basically, linguistically it means to fulfill the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this according to Sharia. That to fulfill the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to refrain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Linguistically, when the ulama discuss taqwa, the meaning of it in the dictionary, it means أن تجعل بينك وبين ما تخاف منه تقاة تقيك منه. The literal meaning of taqwa is that for a person to build, to erect a barrier between him and that which he fears, that will be a means of safety for him. That he builds, he erects something between him and that which he fears, that will save him from that harm. Example the ulama give is that a person is living below sea level, near the ocean, near the sea, so he builds a dike or he builds a wall that will save him from the water coming into his property. We'll say he has taqwa. Literally we'll say he has taqwa, meaning he has done the right thing. He's built a wall between him and that which he fears. And his logical is understandable that he should build a wall like that. Person is living near some harmful animals, predatory animals, near a game reserve, where there's a big five possibly. So he builds a big fence between him and the animals. So literally we'll say he has taqwa, he's done the right thing, he's built a fence over there. But in the same way, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارُ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَ. That to build such barriers between you and the punishment of Allah, the anger of Allah, the fire of Jahannam, to build walls. To build walls of a'mal, of good deeds, it will save you from the displeasure of Allah and will save you from the punishment of Jahannam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that fear, fattaqu, means have taqwa. That fear, fattaqu an-nar, fear the punishment or the azab of Jahannam, walau bishiqi tamra, even though it be a piece of khajur and date. Even that half or a piece of date that you will give in the path of Allah can become a barrier for you from the fire of Jahannam. Allah will save you. It's just now a piece of khajur that enticing the ummah, encouraging the ummah that if you do more than that, you'll be building bigger walls. You'll be building bigger barriers between you and the fire of Jahannam. In the same way, to build those walls, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ, that fear the fire of Jahannam, and build your Jannah by doing good a'mal. How to do the good a'mal? Are those evil habits or temptations that take you towards the fire of Jahannam. Now to build a wall of taqwa, a'mal, between you and those bad, evil habits of yours. Person now, he has temptation of his phone, how to build a barrier, how to build an obstacle between him and falling into sin, whether it be a cell phone, haram relationship, or it'll be a haram business. How to build that barrier? How to be careful that now I don't fall into insurances, into haram activities, into haram deals? How to build that taqwa, that barrier between myself and going into haram activities, haram transactions, that a person now has to build his iman. He doesn't fall into that haram. Otherwise, that will lead him into the fire of Jahannam. This is taqwa in the business place. Where temptation is there, where I am enticed to go into haram avenues. And the Hadith Sharif says that when it comes to seeking livelihood, then adopt taqwa. Taqwa and patience. Allah will definitely open it, sooner or later. Is it possible a person goes into haram and expects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open his sustenance for him? The only thing that will open up will be the doors of Jahannam will open up for him. So a person has to have a lot of taqwa in him, a lot of sabr. And ulama explained from the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when the muhajireen and those that migrated from Makkatul Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, what Ibrahim Diola Sahib mentioned now recently in the All Workers Jor, he says that Sahaba radiallahu anhum is so much of a hijrat that they left behind so much of their homes in the obedience of Allah. We will leave our homes so much in the obedience of Allah, coming to the masjid, engaging in amal. They left their homes, their properties, their families. He says that they made so much of a hijrat and they migrated so much in the path of Allah that they lost everything. That they lost their businesses, freehold properties, lost their conveyances and their families. And the Ansar of Medina Munawwara, the helpers, they helped the Muhajireen so much that they gave up so much of their own livelihood, their own properties. They were very wealthy. Muhajireen also were very wealthy. But for the common factor between them was the deen of Allah has to prevail. In our own personal lives, infiradan, ijtima'an. In our own lives and on a collective platform. Entire ummah has to come onto it. And this was the recipe. So they made nusrat. And they say they made nusrat, one is insaf, to be just. That I have a visitor is only just upon me to fulfill his right. This is wajib upon every person. They won't pass insaf and justice. They went to ihsan. Ihsan is when someone is good to me, but I'm still good to him. There are family members that are not treating me well, but then do I fulfill their right? This is ihsan. He says they went one level above that, ithar. Where they came to the extent that they became poor also, that they lost their livelihood or their profits, they were in need, there was only food enough for the children. They brought a guest home from the masjid on the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahabi asked his wife, is there any food at home? She says, only enough for the children. He says, put them to bed, put off the lantern, put off the lamp, we'll feed the guest and we'll pretend to eat. But fulfill the right of the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is called ithar. They were in need, but they fulfilled the needs of those that were also in need. Upon this, wahi came down. That there are those, O Nabi of Allah, amongst your ummah, that give preference to others over themselves, even though they are in need. When Ibrahim Sahib mentioned, Dhamma Barakatuhu, Allah tested them between 5 to 7 years only. They had taqwa. They had taqwa, they fulfilled the command of Allah, building a barrier between them and the fire of Jahannam. They gave their food, they gave their families, they gave their farms, their orchards, their businesses. Everything in the path of Allah, for the deen of Allah to be established. And for us right now, not to lose our focus also. Whatever may be happening in the world, the cry of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in every battle was, the deen of Allah has to be established. Those that will leave this world, ihdal husniyin, one of the two beauties. They will enjoy either shahadat, and the shaheed never feels any pain. A shaheed never feels any pain. Before his ruh is extracted, Allah removes all pain for him, he leaves with a smile. So there's no pain for him. The pain in the heart of a mu'min should be, Allah, your deen should become established when it comes to striving in the path of Allah. As the Tabli has mentioned, rahmatullah alayh, that you want the deen of Allah has to prevail. Sahaba ikram went out in the battlefield for the deen of Allah to prevail. They did not go to take lives. The deen has to prevail. Taking life was the last resort. Deen of Allah has to prevail in every person's life. Now what is happening in Gaza, in Palestine, is a wake-up call for the ummah that come upon complete deen and Allah's complete help will come. And we can make a difference in our businesses right now. Whatever I am involved in, whatever shady or grey area in my business, for me now to make that decision for the pleasure of Allah to build that barrier for myself and for the ummah as well. In my personal life, in my business life, in my domestic life at home, if we have a haram devices today, and this is the time now to remove the haram things from our homes, for the sake of the ummah, to build those barriers for them. So this is the time for us to make those decisions, and not just to be onlookers, my dear brothers. For us to come to the masjid and to give up something for the sake of Allah, if we can't give up our haram activities, at least give up one meal today. At least give up one meal today, to feel some pain in the heart and to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the free to make amal, inshaAllah. Subhanakallah.